Hello again. It's Pastor Bob, and this is Wednesday, your middle Sabbath. And it's also your seventh day of Lent. So welcome aboard. Good to have you today. Thanks for listening. A couple reminders if you get this early in the morning. Our prayer group meets at 10 a.m. at church. If you'd like to join us, that's fine. If you have any prayers you'd like us to lift up for you in confidence, just give me a text or give me a shout. And at 7 o'clock tonight is our Servant Circle meeting for this month, and everyone's invited to that. So come out and talk about what's going on at church, what you'd like to see going on, or if you have any ideas or want to join some ministries. Okay, on to the devotion. Today's devotion from John Pavlovitz is called The Leaving. The Leaving. And we begin with scripture from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Matthew 4, 18 through 22. Here's the word of the Lord. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother, Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Amen. To the reading and hearing of the scripture, John Pavlovitz writes this today. I often suffer from buyer's remorse. Well, more accurately, it's more like chooser's remorse. If I order dinner at a restaurant, I almost immediately regret that decision, and I soon find myself coveting my neighbor's entree. If I drive one route somewhere, invariably, I lament that path I might have taken, certain it would have been the smoother one. The biggest barrier for me in these frustrating moments is usually the myth I hold about the choice I didn't make, of how much better that option would have worked out. These alternative stories are easier to romanticize in my head because they never had to compete with the unpleasant realities of the choices I did make. I imagine the young men here who left their nets and their boats and their fathers to follow Jesus experienced that frustration from time to time. They had left the familiar to walk with him, abandoning security, safety, and belonging in order to accept the invitation to something audacious but only aspirational. Knowing the way the story unfolds confirms for us that these were wise decisions, but it likely didn't always feel that way from the inside. Not when nearly capsized by the wind and the waves, not when targeted by the taunts and threats of Jesus' detractors, and certainly not in the grief following his death. The weight of what they'd left probably felt overwhelming at times. I think you understand all of this, as your convictions have likely cost you something. Taking the authentic spiritual journey is accepting an invitation to leave, to sever attachments to people or to things we've grown dependent on, communities that we felt defined us, plans that we've made for the people we thought we'd be doing life with. Sometimes, as we seek a deeper understanding of God, that will mean leaving behind even the religion we found comfort in. Be encouraged in whatever you let go of in order to follow Him more closely.